This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott.
Six black cherries and the juice of a lime. Barbecue sauce and a grapefruit rind. One part water, six parts gin. A cup of mud and an octopus chin. Bubble.
You're listening to the song Electric Spider by the Presidents of the United States of America. Earlier this year, the same band responsible for the 1995 hit single Lump released their sixth studio album called Kudos to You. It was their first since 2008. Over the last 6 years, President's frontman Chris Ballew has been keeping himself busy making music geared towards an entirely different generation of listeners, the 3- and 4-year-old set.
Highway sign, greasy spoon, CB radio, butterfly driving a truck.
Under the alias Casper Baby Pants, Chris has released 7 albums of children's music, including a collection of Beatles tunes, all in the past 5 years. Virginia spoke with Chris in January, just before the release of his new album, to find out what it's like to go from rocker to Raffy and back again.
So what inspired you to make music for kids? I'm guessing it might have been having a kid.
Actually, no. It's funny. Well, my wife is a bit of a kid, although not in age, but in mentality. Not that she's damaged or anything. She's fine. But she is an artist, and she makes this incredibly well-crafted, bright, folksy, whimsical collage art full of animals. And I looked at that art and realized, you know what? I want to make music that sounds like that art looks. Hmm. Aside from the band, I had been sort of searching for a long, long time to find another voice that was quieter and more innocent and simpler without really knowing what the purpose was going to be. So I see her art. I made a few songs to go along with a few pieces of her art. When I listened back, I realized it's kids' music. And I'm 7 records later, I'm still going strong.
Wow. So what is that difference that you talked about between making music for adults and for toddlers? Is it about writing or song structure or production?
You know, I look at it as sort of an energetic thing. You know, I tend to look at sort of the end product. Now, with the Presidents, my focus is on making a room full of people at a live show really come alive and smile and feel like they're in on the show and that we're no better than them in a fundamental kind of punk rock way. You could do this too. We're just like you. And with the Casper stuff, my real purpose is to give families music that they can all really honestly enjoy. You know, I want to take care of the parents' aesthetic needs and the children's aesthetic needs. And finding that balance is a real creative challenge.
I saw Hobo Baby leaving on a trip. Diaper for a suitcase sticking out his lip. Baby eats a berry, baby eats a plum. When that baby has nothing to eat, that baby sucks its thumb. Get along home, hobo baby, get along home, 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 get along home. Gonna cradle you someday, get along home, 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 get along home.
Well, here's one of those songs that could be shared, Hobo Baby. Pretty funny.
Oh, that's my wife's favorite Casper Baby Pants song.
Well, I'm gonna side with her on this one. And it's very funny in ways that a toddler may not necessarily understand. They'll just like it. Is the idea to keep parents happy too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I really feel like I actually make parents' music. I think about a family in a car who is hungry and tired and hot and irritable, and I literally put myself in that car as I write, record, and mix and arrange these albums. I keep going back to, is this going to help that family? Is that banjo too prickly? You know, and I'll just erase it and say, yep, yep, there it is. Oh, now the song is breathing and it can help.
You know, Chris, I listened to that song and there's something wonderfully new and wonderfully familiar about it. Is that a way that you're approaching this music?
Absolutely. I find myself listening to a lot of music from before the turn of the century, slave chants, prison songs, blues, old folk music, and finding that there's a nature to that music that is about saving your soul. You know, sometimes that music was the difference between life and death, and those rhythms were the difference between making it that through that day and not. And I use some of those rhythms as foundations to build my own new songs from. I did a record called Sing Along. I think it was my sixth or fifth record. I took a lot of the grooves and the setups from old call and response music from, like, you know, prison songs and stuff like that. So, yeah, I know being a parent is a little bit like being in a penitentiary in 1887.
Are you a bad blue jay?
Yes, sir.
Did you scare away the birds?
Yes, sir.
Are they ever coming back?
No, no, no.
And their song be heard?
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Are you a bad blue jay?
Yes, sir.
Are you pushy and loud?
Yes, sir.
Do you make a noise?
Chainsaw.
Could you turn it down?
No, no, no.
Are you a bad blue...
Well, let's go back and forth here with Casper Baby Pants and the Presidents of the United States of America, because your sixth studio album is going to be released next month. So we're going to hear another song from the grown-up part of your personality or guest band. This is Good Morning Tycoon.
Pluck that guitar all day long. Never guilty, never wrong. Just enough money to buy some quality food. Life was so smooth. Then something clicked, we're not sure what. Got the gold, if you got the guts, let us get the check, cause we don't wanna be rude. That fancy alcohol stew, it was the leisure, let the pleasure come through. Good morning, tycoon. Good morning, tycoon. Surrounded by solid oak and silver. Good morning, tycoon. Good morning, tycoon. You want the sun, you settle for the silver moon. Silver moon.
You have been Casper Baby Pants now for 7 albums, making children's music. I'm wondering if all that time writing and playing music for kids has influenced your work for the Presidents at all. Does anything bleed through?
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought when we went in to record a couple of songs, I thought, can I bring the innocent Casper Baby Pants into the Presidents? I think the President's music I've learned from doing the Casper thing and having this other voice, I've learned the strength of the Presidents is when innocence rubs up against innuendo, which is in itself an innuendo. So when there's friction between the innocent sort of, you know, like a dune buggy or a kitty or a peach or a spider, an electric spider or whatever that is, when the friction is there between innocence and innuendo, that's when the band really comes to life. So although I thought at first I could go in and say, hey, could we just do really simple little innocent songs, I realized that our chemistry really comes from that reaction. Also, Casper, I need that because it's an opportunity for me not to kind of have the pressure to apply that level of innuendo.
Hi, so you get to play out this whole other part of yourself as a songwriter.
Yeah.
Do any of your band work with you on Casper Baby Pants, or are they two sort of distinct projects?
They're pretty distinct. The Casper thing is really a solo endeavor. I mean, I feel more like a sculptor almost than a musician when I'm working on that stuff. I have to find the song in the mess. You know, I'll start recording and I'll record everything and put, you know, all these instruments on a song. And then the trick is removing as much as possible. So it's a long sort of experimental process. And the trick with working with others in that scenario is people get attached to their parts. You know, if I want to erase the guitar completely in Casper, I just do it because it serves the song. Whereas in the President's, erasing the guitar part is a potential political disaster.
Well, that's so interesting because you describe the inspiration for this as something visual, as the energy and brightness and color of your wife's collages. How does the visual work with you in creating this Casper Baby Pants thing?
Oh, it's gigantic in both the President's and Casper Baby Pants. The best songs that I have are born from a vision in my mind of something hilarious or weird or just a crazy vision. You know, Lump, everybody says, what's Lump about? Well, listen to it, and that's what it's about.
Lump said alone. She's in my head.
that's what Love was about, is just a woman in a house coat sitting in a river confusing the piranhas as they swim by, you know. For some reason, that's what I saw. And the best Casper songs are like that, too. You know, me describing something crazy that popped into my head.
I'm thinking now, Chris, about being a parent, driving with a kid, listening to songs over and over and over again, and you giving them something interesting to hang on to. But at the same time, kids are going to remember that forever. You know, 3 and 4 year olds that have been listening to your music are now 10, and they're going to grow up. I'm wondering what you think of your musical legacy. I mean, are you going to be remembered longer for the Presidents of the United States or Casper Baby Pants?
I hope that both, you know, endure. I do kind of feel like the Casper thing is going to keep cycling around, because my hope is that these kids that are growing up with it now are then going to need it for their kids, you know, and it's going to start this kind of endless cycle of regeneration, which would be really, really satisfying.
My little lumberjack, you don't want you back. In fact, I never want you to leave.
Musician Chris Ballew is the frontman for the Seattle-based rock band The Presidents of the United States of America. He also makes music as the toddler rock icon Casper Baby Pants. You can find out more about Chris and his music at wordofmouthradio.org. This tune is called Poor Little Me, and it's off the President's newest album, Kudos to You.
Carve your name.